welcome everyone to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful May 12, 2022. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Do I have an approval of the agenda?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you,
I'll
Director
second
Garcia.
That motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
All right. Director Jeff? Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair? I'd like to remove item 3D, which is consider accepting the Ambrose Park restroom concession stand project as complete and authorizing the City of Pittsburgh.
I can remove it. Is there anybody else that would like to do anything with any of the others?
No.
Then let's get a motion on A, B, and C, and we'll go on to D. Is that okay with you, Director Torlakson?
Yes.
Okay,
I'd like to ask actually the general manager to give us a summary of what happened to the project so we can close the books on it. And I had a question on whether we were under budget.
So this is procedural. This closes it out and provides the City of Pittsburgh to for a notice of completion so we can actually close all funding for this project. It was completed on time. It was completed under budget. I think we had $3,000 left from that. It was on the account for the City of Pittsburgh to use. They'll be returning that, and then we'll go back into the unassigned reserve. We did have a grand opening. People saw the fruits of our labor out there. I'll be reporting that in the general manager's report. We got all of the infrastructure in, which included the storm drain and the concession stand / restroom itself, along with some ADA access to the facility itself.
Great. Thank you. I just wanted to be sure that we let people know that this was a replacement of the bathroom and not a repair of the old bathroom that we were looking into. Some people were looking into that, but it was a replacement. So I really want to emphasize that. I know it's in the report, but I think some folks don't see that we did replace the old bathrooms and improve it with this new bathroom, and we were under budget. Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to clarify.
Yes, and just another detail about that, Madam Chair, is that this was one of the few projects that was entirely funded by district funds. We did set aside those and were able to successfully complete that with the funding available.
That's correct. We did not have any help from other agencies. This was all from the district funds. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I would like to make a comment on that at this time also. I think there was a lot of misunderstanding because we had community involvement for about a year and a half to do a refurbishment of the old bathrooms with like a $50,000 grant. But this board stood strong to the original vision set forth by our community like 15 years ago, when we had all those community meetings and vision meetings about what we wanted this park to look like, including the new pool. And I'm really proud of this board for that because we took a lot of hassle for it. and we did not get any funds from any other source other than our district. So people that have come forth and kind of taken credit for it, it's really not their credit. It's due to the fiscal responsibility of this board and this general manager that we got this done. So thank you to everybody for sticking strong and giving our community what they deserve, which is a brand new bathroom, and I'm really proud of us for that. All right,
Madam Chair.
Do I have a motion?
No, Madam Chair, I'm so glad you said that because I was there for the opening, and it just seemed like the group that used to come to our meetings, they wanted to take credit for what's going on. And I remember having the conversation with my daughter on the way back saying, you know, we stood our ground. We wanted a new bathroom. We could have spent, you know, $150,000 on repairing a bathroom that was just going to be messed up anyway. So thank you for speaking up and saying that, because I felt like people were taking credit for things that were done by the district. Thank you.
Awesome. Do I have a motion on the consent calendar?
Madam Chair, may I make a comment since the other director's got a chance to say? Yeah, I just want to say it's definitely disappointing to hear some of the comments being made right now about what the community was saying or feeling. You know, there was a process involved, obviously, and the community felt like they were part of the process, and we should remember that and not discount that. I think that, you know, when a community group like East County Regional Group comes to meetings and asks for over a year to agendize the discussion about bathrooms and they're unheard, they are definitely going to feel like this was a victory for them. So I just wanted to definitely tip my hat off to them for showing up on Saturday and feeling like they accomplished something, because at the community, I just want to emphasize that as a community, we did accomplish something.
Thank you. Do I have a motion on the consent calendar?
I move we approve the consent calendar and with all the comments that were provided for letter item 3D. Thank you very much.
I'll second it.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Dr.
Madam Chair, just a point of order. If somebody could just go ahead and, since this was pulled from the consent calendar, could somebody just go ahead and read the recommendation as a motion? That'd be great.
I move that we accept the Ambrose Park Restroom Concession Stand Project as complete and authorize the City of Pittsburgh Project Manager to execute a notice of completion.
I second that motion. Thank you, Director Clarkson. Thank you, Director Garcia.
All right. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Okay, no presentations. Moving on to the general manager report. Sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple of items, and then I'll have Lori comment on the latest in our recreation programming, including our swim program. Clearland Property, I'm just very happy to report that it's still on track. It hasn't been derailed yet, and I just want to keep the board informed that we are still moving forward with that and hopefully getting close to having that sale of the property complete. I'll be continuing discussions with the Contra Costa Resources Conservation District regarding the potential green infrastructure project they brought to the board at the last board meeting. I need some more clarification on exactly what they're asking the board to do. So I'll be talking to a representative from Contra Costa Resource Conservation District and have more information for the board at a later meeting. I just want to let you know the Bay Point Youth Academy is starting to lift some of its restrictions, and they were on a 2-day-a-week operation, going to go to a 4-day-a-week operation. And they're going to start expanding membership there, so they should be growing in the weeks to come. And that being said, Teen Center will be opening June, for the first time since it's been shut down due to the pandemic. So we're excited about that. Also, just briefly wanted to comment about the opening of the concession stand / restroom. It was absolutely fantastic. It was a fantastic day. Mother Nature was with us. It was great community support, great community goodwill. Wonderful to see directors Torres and Garcia there, and Representative Glover was there. We had two members of the City Council from Pittsburgh there, and it was truly a wonderful event. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank Lori Jalifo for just doing a wonderful job with that grand opening. So, with that, Lori, if you'd like to provide an update.
Thank you, General Manager. I'm really excited that we have new concession stand and restroom at our Ambrose Aquatic Center, and our opening day is going to be on May 8th. It'll be weekends. It'll be Monday, including Monday, Memorial Day on the 30th, and then we open daily starting June 6th. Our Ambrose Aquatic lessons start 2 hours. We are filling up like crazy. Great to provide swim lessons for our youth and our community since we are by the Delta. So this is an amazing thing. We are going to be doing an aquatic camp there. We are going to be doing a water polo camp there, as well as birthday parties that we're going to provide for during our rec swim time. So we'll have, you can get hot dogs, you can get drinks, you can get chips, and have a birthday party in a reserved area right at the concession stand. So we're real excited about that. I do want to take a moment to thank, I don't have it in front of me, and I know I'm going to mess up the name, Marathon, for providing us with our grass area by the concession stand and plants. It just brightened that whole interior part of where the birthday parties are going to be. And we're going to be starting our volleyball camp, soccer camp in June. So that'll be a 3-week camp for our youth. And excited about the summer, going to get busy, and it's going to be great.
Thank you, Lori. Does any of the directors have a question for the general manager or Lori?
No questions. Thank you.
I do have a question. Lori, did I hear you right? It's already opened in May 8th, or it's opening on June
6th? May 28th.
Oh, May 28th.
Opening day, yeah.
That's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and then the following weekend we open, and we open daily from 12 to 5.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And how much are the fees to enter, and and the monthly fees again? Could you please remind me?
$6 for adults, $3 for youth and seniors, and 2 and under are free.
Okay. And there's a pass or season pass?
Yes, the pass is $30 for adults and $22 for our youth. Again, youth being 15 and younger. And again, 2 and under are free for that. Our swim lessons are $61. We do have our Keller grant for our camp. We have our recreation guide on our website. So it'd be great if anybody wants to see some of our programming. It is available there, as well as the email blast that we send out to our community.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do any of the directors have any questions? Are we ready to move on?
Okay.
I have something to say.
Yes,
Dr. Lepeka. I want to say I'm so proud on this board and have this happen, because we were like really pulling teeth here, and we finally got what we wanted, and I'm so proud, and just thank you, and you're fantastic. I cannot believe how you guys just work together. Thank you.
Director Torres, did I hear that you wanted to say something, sir?
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you so much. I just want to give a lot of appreciations and thanks to Lori and Doug for putting together this amazing community event to celebrate the opening of the bathrooms. The community was very pleased. It was, like you mentioned, it was such a beautiful day, and it was a perfect day to celebrate such an achievement. So thanks, Lori. I know it's a lot of coordinating there on your part, and being there to step up and to like really make things happen. I love the hot dogs and the potato chips and the sodas. That was a really nice treat for people too. And Doug, also, you know, thank you for being able to coordinate everything. And I know we kept pushing the date back for the opening of the bathrooms and concession stands, but you know, it felt good to actually have it there and there in front of for everyone to see it and have this brand new facility there for the public. And you know, again, just really want to emphasize how you know, it was such an achievement for the community, and people were asking for new bathrooms for a long time. And me as someone who was present at some of the meetings a couple years ago and know some of the frustrations that were felt by people like in ECRG who weren't really being seen or heard. It was such a great achievement for them to celebrate a brand new bathroom. So I just want to give them props to that group for showing up strong that day to support this new facility. And yeah, thank you so much again. And also just also thanks for coordinating the Lynbrook community input session as well. It was really good to see some of that, some of those examples for the projects that we'll be voting on tonight.
And just before we leave this, I want to thank you, Director Torres, for covering for me at the opening. I really appreciate it. And speaking to the group, that was really nice. So thank you for that. All right, if there's nothing else, we're moving on. There's no legal counsel report this evening. We're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 3 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
Yes, we have Alfredo Perez.
Welcome, Alfredo.
Hi. Thank you, Board. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay, thanks. This is Alfredo Perez. I used to come to the meeting, but due to a new job that I took, I stopped coming. But now things have changed a little bit with the COVID situation, and now that you guys are having Zoom meetings, I can join a little bit more. So I have basically been working in as an architectural designer in over in Emeryville, working on healthcare projects for 6 years now. Just a little bit of background. And so what I'm here to talk about now is just to see if you guys have talked about pickleball. Have you guys heard of pickleball? It's like a sport that you play similar to tennis, but with a different paddle, like a different type of racket and a different ball. It's like a ping pong ball. And so it's a growing community now. It's growing not only internationally, but nationally. And I looked into it a little bit, and there are some clubs. And like around here, there's a one in Brentwood, another one in Discovery Bay, Martinez, Concord, Livermore, and like San Jose, all these other areas also. So there is what's called the USA Pickleball Association, that they're actually going to open a base in San Francisco, where right now you can actually go online and contact them, but here you can certify people to become instructors for pickleball. So there's just an idea, just to see if you guys were thinking about maybe sending a staff member getting certified to like train people in Bay Point. I know some people in Bay Point that are in that do pickleball already, and they go to the Concord one. So it would be nice to have one in local here in Bay Point. It's not only the older community that plays this, but now more younger and even youth. Now they even have like a youth program, but I'm more interested in like the older community and young adults to be more active. And so basically, if there's the park, the Ambrose Park, where the swimming pool is at, right behind, there's the court, and there's a space there for tennis, like tennis court. Just wondering if you guys have any plans of improving that space. Maybe you can condition it for a pickleball. Basically, it's just a 44 foot by 20 foot court, and there's some specs behind it, but you know, you can design it so it can fit. So basically, yeah, that was it. That's what I have to say. And also, can you clarify if that park where the swimming pool is at, is Bay Point still the owner, or did it go to Pittsburgh? Because at some point I remember there were some talks about if the bathrooms, if the pool got renovated, then it was going to go to Pittsburgh or something like that. So I'm still have questions.
Normally, Alfredo, we don't speak during the public communication. It's your time, but I can tell you that Ambrose Recreation Park District owned that property, although it is within Pittsburgh city limits.
Okay.
So I don't know if that handles. But anyway, it's nice talking to you, Alfredo. It's been many, many years, and thank you for your comments on the pickleball courts. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. Jeff, do we have anybody else?
Yes, we have Jasmine Cisneros.
All right. Welcome, Jasmine.
Good evening, Madam Chair. I hope you're doing well, and thank you to the Ambrose Recreation and Park District for having me this evening. My name is Jasmine Cisneros, and I am the local lead volunteer for the Ambrose Community Garden. It's been a pleasure to be there for the last 5 years, expanding programming, expanding partnerships, and running free programs for the community. Last year, we established our official 501c3 nonprofit, Little Sprouts Garden Academy, which you can visit at littlesproutsgardenacademy.com to see what we have done and what we plan on doing. We have won a grant as Bay Point Garden Academy as our fiscal sponsor. We will be running a Little Sprouts Garden Academy Journey of the Seed series there for free, completely free of charge for the Ambrose Head Start and Livonia Allen Head Start children as well. We did run our first course last week, in which we were joined by 5 children from the Head Start facility, as well as the teachers. And we did have May come down and visit, so we really appreciate her coming out. It was great to see children outside and seeing them exposed to something that they usually, A, would never get the opportunity to do here in Bay Point, or B, would normally be charged for. So it's something that's definitely unique to the Little Sprouts Garden Academy. I also wanted to say we have been getting an increasing amount of interest at the community garden. In partnership with the Bay Point Garden Club, we hosted 2 plant sales, which went spectacularly, and it was great in garnering fundraising for the Little Sprouts Garden Academy programming, and also garnering interest, letting people know, hey, this garden exists. There were a few things that I noticed while members were there. You know, as membership is increasing, and as I am only a volunteer, there's only so much time and capacity and bandwidth that I have as managing those memberships are concerned. And also in regards to increasing membership, we're getting an increasing amount of partnership interest. We do have a partnership with the Food Bank of Contra Costa and a Family Coalition and Nutrition, who is a coalition of partners here in Contra Costa County, countywide health and wellness partners who are just interested in bringing resources to the community. I have requested to use the Ambrose Community Center for a healthy food fair for August 20th, where the food bank would be interested in bringing out the food truck. They would be, the Contra Costa Health Services would be interested in doing cooking demonstrations and the like. So it's really great to see all of the garnering interest that we get around health and wellness. With that, I have to ask. Number one, we have continuing issues with the water. Now, I did put 500 gallons of water, of reserve water, in the garden last year, just in case this
issue did occur. It is a reoccurring issue. As I do know, the pump is old, but we have completely depleted all of that water, and so it has left the gardeners without water for months. So it's hard for me to get membership going when there's no adequate use of water. So I think that that needs to be revisited. And the last is that I think that, you know, as I'm seeing what value the Ambrose Recreation and Park District sees for staff and rec programs, I think it may be worth it to look into a stipend to staff the garden regularly, as many people are interested in coming by and there's typically no one there regularly except outside of my volunteer hours, which I do at least 10 every week. So with that, I just want to thank the Ambrose Recreation and Park District for your support, for hearing me out this evening, and for continued partnership and bringing more resources to the community. Thank you again for this learning opportunity, and it's my absolute pleasure to continue to serve the community as a volunteer. Thank you all for your time this evening.
Thank you, Jasmine. Do I have any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
We do not.
All right. I'm closing public communications and bringing it back to the board, and we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak on the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. This first item, select a playground structure designed to be installed at Lindbergh Park. I must recuse myself as well as Director Lopez Garcia, as this is our home park. My ever-valiant co- or vice chair will take over this item, Director Sullivan, and would you guys just give us a text when you're done?
Yes.
All right, Director Lopez Garcia, we have to hang up, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Jess.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Okay, carrying on item 8A, select a playground structure designed to be installed at Lindbergh Park. Do we have any members of the public who would like to speak on this item?
We do not.
Okay, great. I want to bring it to the general manager to give us some background information before I bring it back to the board.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you know, this project is being funded in large part by Prop 68 funds, although the district is putting up some assigned reserve funding for that for capital projects. So the designs that are before you fit within that budget. We just hire Dave Bang and Associates to help with this project vendor, and they came up with several designs based on information they have received from staff and the community. We did have a few community meetings at the park itself, the latest one being a couple of weeks ago. And from that basis, they developed these park designs, as you can see. Staff did make a recommendation of design C2043, as you can see on the drawings themselves. But this is before the board, certainly not necessarily obligated to take staff's recommendation. But if you need to review those, Lori, if you are you capable of sharing those?
I believe so. Let me do it. Would you like me to share every rendition or the one you're talking about right now?
Well, the one that I'm talking about first and then the others. For, the board does have this information, but it would be good to put it up there for the public and may not have it. Take a look at
it. Can everyone see that? No. Oh, let me.
No.
Let me try it again. Hold on. If I could share here.
What picture are we looking at? Because I don't have.
I think I have to be on here. One moment, please. Okay. Now, can you see it?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
This is one of the renditions that we had with a smaller shade covering, and due to some of the community requests, we expanded the shade covering on the same structure that was the third structure. And on this one, just to give you a little idea about timeline, basically it's 2 weeks for install. It's about 8 to 10 weeks out for the structure itself. And 1 week, they demo the old equipment and remove the old service. They install the new playground equipment, the water station, the benches. And week two, they put the rubber surface in, and then it's done. So basically, once we get the structure itself, it's about a two-week project, and then complete it. That was one of the, when we had the community meetings and also met with ECRG, this is one of the renditions that that was very favorable for everyone. I don't know if there's any other renditions you would like me to show.
Yeah, well, if you wouldn't mind going through just the others, just to...
Yeah. Let me do a little bit more on this one. Let me give you a little more angle views on this one here. You can kind of get a look. Got a couple slides. So, and that's the aerial view. And then the next one is, let's see. This is another rendition we're looking at. It's a little bit smaller. Some of the thought process on this is a little bit small for the area that we have in Lynbrook and some of our community meetings, but it's a look that's very favorable for the end of the park, the dollar store look, and adding a little more, prehistoric type looks. Give you a little more look on that, different angles. And again, when we go to Anuta and start designing that, there's two different complete areas. There would be the younger area and the older area. So this is second rendition. Let's go to here. This is very popular. Some of the communities are doing all wood structure. This is all wood. Here's a couple different angles of that. And this is fit in our area at Lynbrook. Tell me if I'm going too fast. I'm so sorry.
You're doing good.
That's the aerial look on that. This is a tower play area. So it's a climbing area with the slides here. Now, also in these renditions, which is going to be included in this project, is benches and a hydration station, which was requested by our community in our community meetings. And it's very important when we started the Proposition 68 project, from teens to seniors, that was very, very important. That's the aerial view of that. And then I believe this one here, I'm sorry. Here. Well, I'm missing the rendition here. I'm sorry, the rendition of the final one here with the smaller covering. So one of the renditions I am missing is the same structure with smaller shade covering, a small one here and a small one here.
Thank you, Lori. General Manager, do you have anything else to add before I bring it back to the board?
No, other than that kind of overwhelming consensus was in line with what staff is recommending, particularly with the larger shade structure on that particular apparatus, and looks like it's very multi-use and user-friendly for the young people that will be using that. So the others were interesting. Some of the things that we have considered in making our recommendation is potential safety issues, ADA accessibility, vandalism, upkeep, maintenance on it. So these are all the considerations we did in making our recommendation.
Great, thank you.
So I bring this back to the board. Director Eva Garcia, do you have any comments, questions?
No, I think all of them are really nice, and I would like to go with the choice that the community kind of made. So since I was not there, but I like all of them.
Okay. So do you also recommend the one that the general manager is recommending? Because I think that his recommendation was the first one that Lori showed, which is C22043PMR1.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Director Torres, do you have any questions, comments?
Thank you, Director Torlakson. I don't have any questions. Just, again, very happy that we're at this part of the process, and was really appreciative of the construction company, Bang, representative being out there. Is it Bang Construction? Dave Bang? Yeah. I was really appreciative of them being out there, especially having, that beautiful weather we had that day. For him to spend some time to be there present for the community to actually touch some of the surfaces that they'll be using. I thought that was really cool, right? They had the surface material there. And the designs are definitely phenomenal. And I also think that the design that general manager is suggesting, which is the first one, if I'm not mistaken, Lori, right? The PM?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, that one. That's definitely my favorite, and it seemed to be the community's favorite that day, too.
Thank you. So you also agree with that. Okay. On my end, I have to tell you, I called the general manager when I saw all six designs, and I didn't even see his recommendation. I'm like, I really, really like this one. This is the one that was chosen. So I was like, oh, wow. That was cool that I chose the one that he also liked. And what the community like. So, first, because of the shade, because I know it gets really hot there, and for the kids to be there, it would be great to have the bigger shade as compared to the other one, as you said. Also, as far as upkeep, I think this is easier to maintain than the others. Some of the designs were cute, but I would say some of them are harder to upkeep, I think, or maintain. For me, the crevices on those dinosaurs, you know, things like that, and wood is always like a problem with rain and wind and all that stuff. So I think this is a very good choice. So with that, I'd like to ask for a motion.
I will make a motion to recommend the first design.
Which is Playground, could you?
Yeah, Playground, let me read out the whole thing. Sorry, it's a long serial number. So it's the drawing number C22043PMR1.
I'll second that motion.
Great, we have a motion and a second.
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye. Thank you very much. So should we call our chair and Director Lopez Garcia back?
Yes, I'll text them right now.
Thank you very much.
The final audit report for fiscal year 2020-2021 as presented by Spector & Company. This item had been gone over at our last meeting, and we had all of our questions answered at that time. There was just a point of order that we didn't accept this by a motion. My trusty sidekick, May Torlakson, let me down. I'm just teasing, May. So I need a motion on this one, people.
I move we accept the final audit report for fiscal year 2020 and 2021 as presented by Spector & Company.
Thank you, Justin.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia. We have a count, Beth?
Yes. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia? Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Director Tarkson, for that. I appreciate it. All right, now we're moving on to 8C. Review the preliminary general operating budget for fiscal year 2022-2023 and provide staff with direction. Are you beginning this, Jeff, or the general manager?
I'll just preface this with a couple of items that I pointed out in the staff report. It's a relatively status quo budget. As the board knows, we operated on a status quo budget for quite some time. Really no new income coming in outside of our general income, which is supported by property tax and user fees. Generally speaking, we do have one assessment district for specific parts of the use for our income, which reflected in the budget. The two things I'm talking about, one is, as you know, minimum wage keeps going up, and in almost 9 years that I've been here, we have never made a salary adjustment for rank and file here for our staff. We have now in the past as we've raised the minimum wage without raising any of the other gaps with the salary wage. And not only that, is we had 3% increases in between steps. Employees are eligible upon receiving an adequate review. It's to be done in January. For a merit increase, they can go from step 1, 2, 3, 4 up to step 5. And so what it does is it reflects an increase for the employees. It's rather modest, but I think much needed increase. It's less than I see that she's taking over the screen. It's less than 2% of the entire budget, so that's what that's in there for. The other one is just to remind the board that we did take out a loan for energy conservation. We're using renewable energy and solar at the community center, and all our facilities went through some energy head upgrades, and so we're starting the payment on that, $36,000, and we should have that offset by the energy savings. That's the whole point of the program. So I just wanted to call that out. Other than that, Jessica, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Everyone can see the budget on the screen.
We could.
Okay, so income, not too many changes. So the only major thing here would be to cover teen center, since we do not have any grants coming in as of yet. So this is to cover the full year. And that's it for income.
Yeah. Is this the first time we'll be covering the full year in total?
We've covered all of wages for the year, I believe last year. So this is pretty much wages. And okay. We do have some reserves for expenses minus the wages. So we do have help there.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. So for expenses, as you mentioned, so the salary schedule will be changed to reflect 2023 wage increase. So fiscal impact for the general fund will be an increase of $9,600. The admin assistant position will be lower this year because last fiscal year included Debbie's payout. Next thing would be this is an election year, so where I put $14,000, which is what we had to pay last election year. But it all depends on how many people vote, so it can be higher or lower. For maintenance, so also this is from the assessment. So for the salary schedule increase, The fiscal impact on the assessment would be $13,000. Ambrose Park expenses, so phones and internet, we did switch phone service providers, so that expense will be going down to $1,200 in comparison to $3,700. The community center PG&E, since we did install the solar, we are expecting to only pay gas, which should be around $10,000.
Nice job.
So now we're finally opening the pool, so I did add in 4 staff there since we've been closed for the last 2 years. So this is about a regular a year there, $50,000. As mentioned in income, this is to cover the full year for a teen center. Majority is going to be for wages. And last thing would be the energy conservation loan, which we'll be paying off $36,000 this year. And that's it.
Why don't I start with Vice Chair Director Trollick? Do you have any questions for Doug or Jessica on the budget?
Unmute. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I actually called Doug today and discussed some of the budget items. So I'm pretty much okay with what was presented here. I do have a question because, as you know, Jasmine Cineros mentioned that there's a lot of interest in people going to the community garden, and I think there's an issue with the water, the well water there, and I did ask him about the potential to fix that, and I think I'd wait for him to answer about it, but I'm hoping that we could add, if needed, add that to the budget, as well as to consider a stipend if it's necessary, if it would help or it's not much of an expense for someone to maintain it, because we only have a volunteer, then, you know, volunteer hours, you could only be there like 10 hours or whatever, but then we could really, because people really appreciated the garden. A lot of people were coming into the plant sale asking about it, and I think we had a couple of sign-ups there during that time we had plant sale. So that's one of the considerations that I would like to put in, if it's possible, during the next budget committee, if that would be something that they would consider to include in the budget. That's it.
Thank you, Director Trollickson. Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments for Jeff or the general manager?
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this moment, I do not have any questions or comments. Just thank you again for putting together this budget.
Thank you, sir. Director Garcia, questions or comments?
No, I am very pleased with some of the savings with the internet and I guess the electricity because of the solar panels. I'm really happy about that. And it's real thorough and it's very easy to understand. So thank you again for doing a good job, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia?
The only real comment that I have, you know, what Emma said, and Jessica, you do such a fine job to where you can understand exactly what the money's going and who, what we're saving. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, did our budget committee meet with you this year?
Yes, we did before this meeting.
Okay, because I want to recognize our budget committee for working with Jeff. It's an obvious that I want to thank you and Doug, but I also want to make sure that we acknowledge our budget committee for their time and talent towards this budget also. So it makes it that by the time it comes to the board, it's been very well thought out. And most of the questions probably asked and answered at that point in time. So thank you to our budget committee and Jeff and Doug. I appreciate it. Okay, if there's nothing else, I will look for direction. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, there's no motion required to stop this direction, and we got direction from the adequate
is just the pre. Got it. Thank you so much, General Manager. Appreciate that. Okay, there is no public hearing. There is no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. I'll give each member the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items that are within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Director Torlakson, what say you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. When our general manager first started with the district, one of our first meetings, I think I mentioned to him, please let us understand the budget better. And I think you with Jessica really accomplished that. The last years that we've been working on this, and I really appreciate all the work that you've done, Jessica, and done on the budget. I also wanted to thank Director Torres and Director Garcia for representing us at the soft opening. I wasn't able to, of the Ambrose Park restrooms. I wasn't able to attend, as you know, but I heard from all of you that it was a great event, and I thank the community for being there, ECRG for being there, and celebrating with us. I heard that Supervisor Glover was there, and a couple of our city councilors, and the mayor, I think he's the mayor now, of Pittsburgh was there too. So I think that was great that we were represented, and at the same time, we were celebrated by our city officials and our community. Thanks to Marathon, as Director Torres communicated with them and giving us some donations to help with the, what do you call that, artificial turf, I guess, what you call it. And I can't wait to see the opening of the pool. I will not be here on that weekend, but I will be there the next weekend, most likely, or even on the weekdays, because it's going to open on the weekdays. So I'm excited for that. The Garden Club, as just Jasmine Cineros mentioned, sponsored the Little Sprouts Academy, and I was very pleased when I visited on Tuesday, May 10, on how that program is going. So pleased with what she's been doing there, making our children learn early enough to appreciate working on the land and about sustainability. Looking forward to all the events that Lori has put up. Kudos to Lori. Thank you very much for all your work on logistics, on the pool planning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We love you. And I want to mention somebody who's been really helpful, especially to our plant sale, TJ. DJ was always there to help us with our putting our sign and also with helping with now because we have a lot of weeds there. He's even helping clear some of the weeds at the community garden. So thank you to TJ. I think that's about it. Thank you for my time, and I yield to my co-directors.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Torres.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I want to thank public comment that was made by Cerebro Perez. I don't know anything about pickleball. I have no idea. I've just always heard it. I don't know what it means, but it's always great, nonetheless, to hear new ideas. Definitely interested in learning more. Just thank you for coming to the meeting. For taking the time to come to the meeting to express, some ideas that you have for our community. It's always great to see new faces and to hear new ideas coming from the community. And pickleball, I still don't know what that means. It sounds like it's like tennis from my understanding. I'm also curious if there's other things that as us in the district we should be looking at regarding extracurricular activities like where's that one where that new one that people do with the frisbee thing? I can't think of the name right now, but disc golf. Yeah, people are doing a lot of disc golf, and I'm seeing disc golf courses and parks and stuff like that. So again, on that same energy about thinking of extracurricular activities, I think it's definitely always important to think about new things to bring to the community. So thanks again, Alfredo, and again, thank you. Jasmine, for consistently coming to the meetings and for for coming and giving us reports about the garden. It's always exciting to hear about what's happening in the garden. A lot of appreciation for you for consistently coming to our meetings to give us updates, and also just appreciation in general for the amazing work that you've been doing at the garden for quite some time now. And it's a beautiful garden. It's got a nice mural, and it's definitely got a lot of love. And it's something that I love passing by every time on Little Pass Road when I see it. I just want to thank you too for coming to the meetings, and also just kind of wanted to springboard into the accessibility of coming to the meetings, and which is Zoom, right? We've been on Zoom now for a year, and it's been great using it for a year. I think when it was first proposed, there's a lot of apprehension, and I know that it was definitely met with some resistance, but here we are over a year now using Zoom, and tonight was a perfect example of being able to present a budget, present design ideas, and we haven't had any issues since we switched over to Zoom. So I'm really happy that since we switched over, the community has gotten a chance to be here with us and see these presentations, and also to really get a chance to engage. So again, just a lot of gratitude to the district to finally making that move to a virtual space. Lastly, again, Doug and Lori, thank you so much for coordinating that community event, for opening the new bathroom and the concession stand. It was such a great event for people. And again, I think a lot of people were just really thrilled to see that park have some new life. So thanks again for that. On that subject, on that note, before I close, I just really want to challenge my colleagues to, let's not beat down our community. You know, ECRG did a great job by advocating for these parks and for bathrooms. And I think it's important when we have something to celebrate that we're not, meeting that with negative energy by, bringing them down or just really being petty about their thrill of being part of something. So with that, I do yield my time.
Director Garcia?
Yes, I wanted to also congratulate Jasmine for the Little Sprouts Academy, and I am, in regards to the garden, I am a presenter of the Yard of the Month, and I presented the garden with the Yard of the Month for the next 2 months, because I think that a lot of people are very interested in being part of the community garden, and a lot of people mentioned how nice it was, and I met a couple of the people that are there almost every day, taking care of their plants and their things. So kudos to Jasmine for that. And in regards to the budget, I've been serving on the committee for many years now, and I remember when I first became a board member, I had lots of questions, and it was really hard for me to understand. So I remember asking questions and being told basically that, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And I didn't understand. So the more research I did, I was told, as a board member, one and the most important thing we do is monitor the money, that we take care of what's that we're responsible for that. So the rest of it is basically the manager's duties. That's what he went to school for, to run the center, to do the recreation stuff. We are there to support them and make policy changes, but one of my most important tasks is to look where the money is. And I congratulate this board and Doug for changing the way. I know it started with Mary Jane many years ago. We would ask questions, and Mary Jane was always very, helpful, and she explained everything to us. And when Jessica took over, same thing. It is simplified. It's really good to look at the budget because it's so easy to understand. So thank you. And that's all I have.
Director Garcia? Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia?
I really have to say, I think everybody said everything. I wouldn't add to it. Just fantastic job, and everybody's shining. And that's all.
Thank you. So I wanted to comment on the pickleball. And you're right, Director Torres, it's like tennis. It's a shortened court. In fact, I play pickleball. It's really fun. It's such a great idea. I don't know why I didn't think of it. Alfredo Perez, you rock. In Concord at the Willow Pass pickleball courts, they converted two or three former tennis courts to pickleball. So if we wanted to do it in Bay Point, we wouldn't even have to create something new up at Ambrose Park. We could do it at the center. And it is really fun. And it's a big thing about with the older generation, but like you said, the younger generation is getting into it. And it's a blast. It's so much fun. It's so easy to learn. And it's really great. And I loved hearing from Alfredo Perez. Him and I have collaborated for years. He is a young man that's up and coming in this community. It's good to hear his voice again. He used to come to all the meetings and be super involved. And then he got his architectural career underway, and he's had to work on that. So it's nice to hear him back again. I love that idea of expanding services to our community, and pickleball would be great. And then I also want to make a clarification. I totally disagree with my fellow Director Torres that anybody is petty or spiteful or anything other than totally joyous at this new bathroom that we have installed up at the park. One of the hallmarks of this district is, one, we're super tiny, and two, we haven't gotten anywhere alone. We've gotten everywhere by our willing to collaborate with people, with organizations, listening to ideas. And that bathroom structure and that whole area up at the pool, that goes back 10, 15 years. So it's not just the current community that put into this, which I congratulate them and thank them for all their input. But I wanted to make sure everybody knew that this goes back a decade or more, and many people spent many hours at community meetings and vision workshops about what they wanted to see. And I wanted to acknowledge them that all these years have stuck by it, and they can finally see the fruits of their labor. And so there's nothing, I hear nothing but positivity from this board, except for maybe the comment by Director Torres, towards our collaboration and towards this amazing opening of this bathroom. So with that, I'm closing the committee reports and moving on to closing ceremonies. Do I have a motion to close this meeting until June?
I move we adjourn to the June meeting.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you, people. Have a nice one.